This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Or if you want clearer quality, like our next caller, you can use the Discord call-in lines that you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And nobody.
And let's go straight to the phones. We got Stephen calling, who regularly co-hosts the show. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Aria, and nobody, and everyone.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey, we're talking... Hey, you were talking about where you can spend Bitcoin, how you can spend Bitcoins, and I learned a new place recently that I love. It's called, well, I hate going out of my house or leaving my office. I work all the time. So I love staying at work and having food delivered right to me. And so,
oh yeah, I love DoorDash. Is there a version
DoorDash
of it that takes crypto?
Yeah, exactly. It's DoorDash.
DoorDash? You can use crypto with DoorDash?
Yeah, you can spend Dash or Bitcoin SV or Bitcoin Cash or a number of others with DoorDash now. You have to go to egifter.com. That's egifter.com. And then you can buy DoorDash gift cards.
With
your Bitcoins, your Dash, your Bitcoin Cash. And then you can get deliveries from places like maybe half of the restaurants in your area. It's really a great service.
Oh, I did not realize this until I looked it up just now because you reminded me that you can buy gift cards from giftcards.bitcoin.com. But it's powered by eGifter as well, evidently.
That's right. And if when you buy a DoorDash gift card here with Dash, you get Dash back. So say you like to go to a restaurant and you like to order from them. Well, if you use Dash, then you get like 3 to 5 or even 7% off, or you get that 5% right back to your Dash wallet if you use eGifter.
That's really cool. And have you set that up with eGifter?
Well, eGifter they process a bunch of different types of Bitcoins, maybe more than a dozen. And I have helped them process some of them, definitely not all of them. So anyone who has a bunch of different coins can go and get DoorDash. I'm just mostly excited that I get to have my favorite restaurants delivered to me for cryptos. And I don't even have to leave anymore.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I would prefer that DoorDash actually, like, directly take Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and all of these other cryptocurrencies. Of course, that's the end goal, right? I think these third-party sites that utilize gift cards and things like that are necessary intermediary steps to showing DoorDash and Domino's and Pizza Hut and wherever else that, you know, there is a market for this if they will natively support it.
You're right. You know, it would be easier if DoorDash, and I'll say when DoorDash, has Bitcoins integrated right into the app. But even better than that, maybe, so that's like step two. We're on step one, where you can get deliveries from anywhere with Bitcoins or Dash if you get a gift card. Step two, like you just said, is where DoorDash accepts these currencies natively right in the app. But I think the ultimate goal is where when you use DoorDash and you pay with Bitcoins, the Bitcoin goes right to the owner of the business.
Right.
And DoorDash gets their cut in the same payment. So that even the business owners are getting Bitcoins. I think that would be the ultimate goal. Because I want all the business owners and everyone around me to be earning Bitcoins because they get more freedom that way.
Yeah. And there's, as we were talking about in the first hour, there's no gatekeeper for you to use your Bitcoin. You don't have to ask anyone's permission. You don't have to get a bank to authorize it. If you want to send Bitcoin for something, you can do that. The only person who has to approve it is you. And I think that's
right.
Valuable.
We can convince people. I mean, we can teach people and help them understand why having Bitcoins and using them in their business is better. Yeah, but phase two is definitely getting that right in the DoorDash app. So I wanted to tell you about eGifter.com. If you use Dash in particular, you get Dash back.
And, so if you buy the card with Dash, you get Dash back, is what you're saying?
That's right, yeah. So if you buy you can buy $10, $25, you're going to get 5 to 10% back right in your Dash wallet. So if you use Dash as an extra perk that they have, otherwise, you can use the other coins.
Right.
And they don't just support DoorDash. So I learned about DoorDash only last week on eGifter, and I was so stoked. But they have all kinds of other retailers, like most of the major retailers that you know of are on eGifter.com, and you can get Dash back on all of those, like places like Target and Home Depot and all kinds, even like Sephora makeup and Adidas, all kinds of places.
It'd be a good way to lock in some profits too. You know, if you didn't want to exchange your cash out the old-fashioned way, you could buy the cards and then your Bitcoins are sort of locked in at whatever price you buy the gift card for.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a good way of saying it. I don't like to talk about like profits in terms of fiat currency, but you're right. If you think that if any time you want to lock in your value, you can exchange it for some real goods like some shoes or something important. And
the
also,
only thing that concerns me about the gift cards is, and I don't know about eGifter, but with some of these places like KeysForCoins.com, which allows you to still buy game keys for Steam using Bitcoin Cash or Dash or whatever, is that these keys will ultimately be rejected by Steam, and you won't have any way to get your Bitcoin back.
Oh, you're saying there's a lot of fraud on these other platforms.
Yeah, and I don't know. Presumably, if you buy something from eGifter, because they're a recognized site, it's going to ultimately be legitimate.
Yeah, my experience with these websites is whenever you buy it, you get a code that you plug into the app, and then you get a credit for whatever dollar amount you've bought it
for. But who's to say someone else doesn't get that code? You know, if Domino's or DoorDash or whoever took it directly, you would know with certainty.
I think once a code, I'm speculating, but I know when I did this with Amazon cards years ago, once I put the code in, you know, it was immediately in my Amazon account. So I would expect that they have some mechanism on the back end that they, you know, once it's transferred, it's not going to go to anybody else's. So somebody would have to double spend, you know, send out two codes at the exact same time.
Double spend the code.
Sure.
Yeah, you're totally right.
But I mean, that's
right.
Not impossible.
But there are problems. Ari is right. There are problems with that. And eGifter, they have great support, and it's no problem at all. You're totally right. We will get Bitcoins directly right in the app, so you don't have to deal with these codes, because it doesn't make sense. Like, why are you buying a $100 coupon when you need to spend $85? I just wanted you to know about DoorDash. It's really great.
Yeah, I love DoorDash. I started using them about 2 weeks ago, and now I can't imagine life without it. The only thing that sucks here in Keene, they don't deliver past midnight. And it's not until after midnight that I'm drunk and wanting something delivered to me.
You could probably
I want stuff delivered all the time, because I'm here. Here's an important economic lesson: the more you can specialize in what you do best, the more profits you're going to achieve. And going to fetch food, it probably isn't your best talent. so you might as well hire someone to do that for you.
Yeah, I experienced that with Uber. So, for example, you talk about nobody does it after 12.
Nobody does it all day and night long.
He can't miss his opportunity.
To give you an example, and to back up Stephen's point, a few weeks ago, while very drunk, I wanted some Sour Patch Kids, and I couldn't drive. So I paid someone $30 to bring me a bag of Sour Patch Kids. Now, if DoorDash had been delivering or something, I could have gotten an entire meal for that price.
Yep. Yeah, I got a steak from DoorDash the other day. Instead of interrupting my work, I just had it delivered right to my desk.
Yeah, I love it. DoorDash is amazing. Stephen, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for letting us know about eGifter and the fact that I can buy DoorDash gift cards with Bitcoin Cash and Dash. I'm definitely not going to put that to use in 2.5 hours. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And nobody.
And the coronavirus isn't going to stop ForkFest, so you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is happening the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, and where better to spend Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? There's no ticket cost. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. You can just relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you want other liberty lovers to have. But if you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can do that using the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Again, that's forkfest.party. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be the best ForkFest yet, for sure.
Yeah, and Rogers is that's over July 4th weekend. So if you haven't made some reservations, you can wait till the last minute. Maybe you can stay with somebody, but you just plan ahead.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Well, that's what I've done. Let's go to the phones. We've got Javiah calling. Javiah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Doesn't Anybody? Look like he's still there. Going once. Okay. Good talk.
Call back.
On the subject of Bitcoin, Peter Schiff, I brought in this article. He talks a lot of crap about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin in particular, but in this most recent little spill from him, he sounds so remarkably salty. And for those who are on the older side of things who don't know the vernacular, that he just sounds very jealous, very upset, very much like he's been crying. Hence the phrase salty. Very butthurt about something is another term that I've used a lot. So Peter Schiff has taken yet another dig at Bitcoin today, or yesterday, pinching media house CNBC of not covering the Bitcoin crash enough. The Bitcoin hasn't crashed, it's just on sale. He accused that if Bitcoin had been soaring instead of crashing, CNBC would have given it nonstop coverage. Are either of you familiar with CNBC?
Yeah, they're pretty pro crypto.
Are they? Mm-hmm. That's good.
They talk about it in mostly positive terms sometimes.
Okay. Well, he might have a point then. He said that CNBC has not even mentioned Bitcoin today. They spent months pumping Bitcoin as digital gold, a store of value that would outshine gold as a safe haven during times of market turbulence. If Bitcoin was soaring today instead of crashing, the coverage would have been nonstop.
And that is an extremely foolish view of Bitcoin, I would say, the whole digital gold idea, because it's anything but stable. It didn't exist 10 years ago.
I think maybe the digital gold argument or point is about scarcity. You know, like gold's valuable because it's scarce, but, you know, Bitcoin is valuable because it's, you know, provably scarce, as it says.
Yeah, but you have to be both scarce and wanted. And, like, right now, if somebody asked me what cryptocurrencies I'll take, Bitcoin is going to be like the last that I list, if I include it at all, because of the mostly because of the fees.
It would be the first one I would list,
and also probably because it's I've been saying for a long time that it's overvalued, because you know BTC doesn't do anything that BCH doesn't do. As a matter of fact, BCH does a lot of things that BTC doesn't do. Those are Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash symbols, by the way.
Yeah, no doubt. But BTC right now has they've got the name recognition. So everybody get, you know, most people, if they
people
say...
People can learn three more letters.
Yeah, though. They certainly can, and I'm sure they will, as the wheels begin to fall off, these other things are going to be
there. That's the thing. As long as the only reason... If the only reason that Bitcoin is higher is because you know, it's the only one that customers know about, then that's going to be reserved to, you know, then people are going to get into Bitcoin and then end up drifting into other parts of the market. So,
well, isn't that what we all did?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, it works. So Bitcoin is the gateway drug to cryptocurrency, I suppose.
Yeah, I would say I'm sort of agnostic. I would use any one that anybody wants to take.
Yeah, I would accept almost any cryptocurrency that someone was willing to pay me. Because if nothing else, it can probably flip into one that would be more useful for me.
That's a lot easier to switch from dollars, switch cryptos than it is to change dollars into Canadian or some other foreign currency.
That's absolutely true. And it's nice to have a Bittrex account, because then you can just turn anything into anything.
So Schiff is one of the fiercest critics of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. Taking his criticism forward, he argued that Bitcoin is no longer a non-correlated asset and will now respond in line with other risk-prone assets like equities and bonds. However, who was ever arguing that Bitcoin is a non-correlated asset? Correlated to what? And this may be an economic term with which I'm unfamiliar, but it's going to be correlated to the market and to what is happening in the economy. Yeah. I mean, if everybody is broke and scrambling, that's obviously going to affect Bitcoin.
Yeah, when he says non-correlated asset, that's almost certainly industry jargon where everybody knows what it's supposed to be correlated with. But if you looked up the term in Investopedia, you would probably find it.
Yeah, he has, for many years, I read, I forgot what the name of the book was, but that was one of the first books I read, liberty-related, money, economics, things.
Peter Schiff wrote this book.
The Coming Crash or something like that.
I read that one, too.
Yeah, and it was, you know, basically about how governments cheat the money supply, and this is what you end up with. And
Peter Schiff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wrote this book.
Yeah.
Well, this book, I don't know what you're referring to. The book I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
It's The Coming Crash, or I don't remember the exact name of the book. But
Why is he criticizing cryptocurrency, then?
Well, not about Bitcoin. That's what I'm leading into. I think he has quite a following of people of, you know, Euro Pacific Capital. That's his thing to help people, you know, sort of save their money and keep the government out of it. Or maybe make it so that they have enough of it to pay the government. I don't know.
Yeah.
My point being is that he has a following of people who are about hard money. So silver, gold, properties, things like that. So, yeah.
So he's a gold maximalist?
Maybe.
Yeah.
More so than a Bitcoin maximalist.
I definitely want to hold some precious metal along with my Bitcoin, because how am I going to spend Bitcoin when the power is out or the internet's down?
Right.
Have some precious metal. It's not one or the other, but yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. He's a gold mask maximalist.
Well, that's certainly one way to go. More about Peter Schiff in a moment. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
There are now more than 1,100 cases in the U.S., with 33 deaths and 115,000 cases worldwide. In hard-hit Italy, all retail stores will close except food and drug stores. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The next month, the next several months, we're going to have to rely on public health measures to contain this outbreak.
Coronavirus fears fueled losses on Wall Street. It officially pushed stocks into a bear market. Analyst Eugene Peroni.
Right now, emotion is really guiding the market. Fear is gripping the investor psyche.
The Dow was down 1,465 points, the S&P down 140, and the NASDAQ down 392. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Nobody.
And speaking of economic collapse and gold and Bitcoin and, you know, the government destroying its currency with a debt of $23 trillion and $127 trillion that it ultimately is, you know, owed to various people, you should take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of just building a plan for you, Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and with as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. To get your free copy, just go to CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Again, that's CFO-project.com. Well, let's go to the phones. We got Russell calling from Illinois. Russell, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how you doing? I'm talking about Peter Schiff. You know, if you're going to talk about him, at least know a little bit more about him. He's actually owned an investment firm for 30 plus years, Euro Pacific Capital. He called the 2008 downturn. He called the dot-com bubble in 2000. So he has some predictions, so he knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No doubt.
He's going to talk about
he's a big Ron Paul supporter.
If he doesn't like something you don't like, that's fine. But, you know, do some research. Don't put any, he's exactly opposed to Paul Krugman. He's completely different.
Okay. Fair point.
Sorry.
Yeah, I would definitely say he's along the lines of an Austrian economist.
I mean, we were discussing this during the last segment, though, how he's, you know, a gold maximalist and not a cryptocurrency enthusiast.
Yeah, but his arguments against Bitcoin are just not out of the blue. They're actually, if you listen to them, they're correct. Okay, in the long run, he might be proven wrong, or he might be proven correct. But there are legitimate arguments that he has against Bitcoin.
Okay? Can you give me an example?
Well, the fact that they talk about Bitcoin on MSCP is a bad thing, because they always talk about stuff in order to prop up the thing they're talking about, whether it be a stock or, in this case, Bitcoin. So you do not actually want them promoting something on that channel, because they pump things up. Does that make sense? I'm talking about, or you know, not the investment.
Sure, but that's about them and not Bitcoin itself, right?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think that Bitcoin is a useful thing, because having tried to trade in silver, for example, if I go to Porkfest, a camping festival we have, and I can pay people in silver, okay, but that's like a $24 bill that you can't give change for. So what I personally...
Bitcoin might have a purpose as an exchange. I mean, even... Peter Schiff says that he actually believes in blockchain, and that will be the future. But it's the idea that Bitcoin is a store of value that he has problems with.
Yeah, that's nonsense. Bitcoin is not a store of value. Bitcoin is a means of exchange.
You're both talking at the same time, and I'm not able to catch what either one of you are saying.
Go ahead.
I don't know how you can say that Bitcoin isn't a medium of exchange or a store of value, because it has literally been storing value for the past 10 years. And that value has been steadily increasing for the last 10 years.
That's called a speculation, not a store of value.
But it has literally done that. It has literally stored value for people for the last 10 years.
Okay. Now, if you're looking for a stable investment...
You understand the difference between speculation... Okay.
It's not speculation. Speculation is the future. The past 10 years literally what happened.
Okay. You're talking, though, to somebody who's arguing for a metal that has a, like, 5,000-year history of going up regularly.
So Bitcoin,
the fact that something's been around for 10 years or 20 years is not... There's no, you know...
So, yes, the answer is we're penalizing Bitcoin because it's a new idea invented by all of these young whippersnappers with their skateboards on the sidewalk.
We're not penalizing anything.
It's only been around for 10 years. It doesn't have gold's 5,000-year-long history. Well, in 5,000 years, it won't have gold's 10,000-year-old history.
But it will if it still exists, and it almost certainly will.
No, because gold will always have that. No, gold will always have that age advantage.
Yes.
What's the argument, Russell?
You don't understand what speculation is.
Russell, you're the one who does it, because I'm talking about the last 10 years of Bitcoin's history that proves... It was a store of value. Not only did it store value for people, it increased that value substantially, overwhelmingly, the biggest, most profitable store of value for the last decade.
Okay, so it's a store of value, but maybe not have been the best store of value at times.
It was provable. That's not speculation, Russell. That's literally what just happened in the last decade.
Whoa.
Speculation is about the future. What happened is about the past.
No, if the next decade is not worth anything, that will be a speculation.
Russell, thank you so much for the call. This is moronic. You can't speculate on something that provably happened in the past. If you're speculating, you're speculating on the future, not what has literally occurred.
Apparently you're not understanding what economists mean when they use the word speculation.
They're talking about speculating in the future.
What economists mean when they use the word speculation, they're talking about speculators. They're talking about people who buy something in hopes that it will go up. So to say that price was a result of speculation, speculation is not to say the same as you're speculating about what the price was.
Well, that's what the word means, though. And it is saying that the only reason Bitcoin increased in value is because
economics,
of people.
Because that is not how the word speculate
is used in economics. Oh, yes, I'm the ignorant one because I'm suggesting that the last 10 years are speculative and that we can't prove.
Okay,
because it's all
do you know what a speculator does?
Hey, stop yelling at me.
Do you know what a speculator does?
I know exactly what they do. They speculate.
Okay, and the result
I'm not speculating on what happened during the last 10 years, though. That's the part you're not getting.
No, but the people who are holding Bitcoin are speculating about what's going to happen in the next 10
years. That's the future.
Years.
We're talking about the past. And the
exactly,
past
they're speculating about the future.
My point is,
and they're
is,
holding because they speculated that it might be a good deal.
My point is that the last 10 years proved that Bitcoin was a store of value.
Well,
that
I'm
sure
it'll
be a store of value
far
tomorrow.
Back in history.
Rich, stop interrupting me. That doesn't mean that Bitcoin will be a store of value tomorrow. But it was a store of value. It's provable.
Great. There was
a
10-year period when tulips were a great store of value wherever, Holland. That doesn't mean that that's going to be true forever.
Why do you act like I'm speculating on the future? I'm clearly talking about the last 10 years proving that Bitcoin was, keyword was, a store of value.
Okay, people who buy and sell a commodity are called speculators, and since you own Bitcoin, you are absolutely a speculator.
It's not a commodity, it's a currency.
A tomato, tomato, same diff. You can also speculate in currencies. Guess what? Speculator is another way of saying investor.
And again, you're talking about what Bitcoin is going to do in the future. I'm talking
about...
Yes, that's
exactly what they're speculating about.
But we're not even talking about that. I'm talking about the last 10 years. That demonstrably, mathematically, economically proved that Bitcoin was a store of value for people.
For one particular point of time, which is over. So it doesn't tell you anything about the future.
We never have certainty in the future. We don't know that gold will have any value whatsoever tomorrow.
Exactly. All we've got is speculators.
Yeah, and that's
true. And that's the whole point, is the value of everything is based on speculation.
Which is equally true of gold.
Yes.
Yes, so it's 5,000-year-old history doesn't matter any more than Bitcoin's 10-year history.
The only thing is there's no question in anybody's mind about whether gold is going to break next week because there is a bug in it nobody found.
No, Rich, they are speculating it. They are speculating that gold won't break. They don't know that.
Okay, gold is going to be the same next week. If the molecular structure of gold starts breaking down,
you should learn quantum mechanics.
Matter.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Nobody.
And I want to say thank you to David, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a silver amplifier, which is all you need to join the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. But essentially, it's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show and you like what we're doing, you might consider checking out the AMP program. We would certainly appreciate it. And David, we certainly appreciate you. We hope you enjoy the show, and we hope you continue amplifying it to help us get on more radio stations, more followers on DLive, Twitch, all of that awesome stuff.
Thanks, David.
Well, let's go. I don't want to. Let's get back to this story from Peter Schiff. Well, he's been, we have James on hold. I mean, and he's been irate lately. He's not calling in with points. He's just calling in to say, oh, you're lucky to be alive. Look how manly I am. I'm such an internet tough guy, and I don't want to deal with it. James,
yeah,
screw off. Have a good night.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I do, but not if all he's going to do is basically read out verbatim the kind of crap he types into the toxic user room on Discord. That you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. Avoid the toxic user room, though, because it's...
There's a toxic user in there.
There very much is. The only person I've ever blocked on Discord.
Wow.
So anyway, after reeling just under the $10,000 mark for weeks, Bitcoin has seen a sharp fall in the last few days. Oh, it certainly has, too. After being priced at around $8,500 on March the 1st, Bitcoin has now dropped to less than $7,850 this morning, and the fall doesn't seem to be stopping anytime soon. I think I actually saw it at $75 at one point today, but I don't recall now. Moreover, a global slowdown in general validates Schiff's argument that Bitcoin is no longer a non-correlated asset, which isn't all that bad. In fact, it's a great sign in many ways, as the accusation that Bitcoin alone is volatile will go down and dusted. One would hope, but that doesn't seem to be the likely outcome. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We got Robert calling from Ohio. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. So
I want to know what your guys' opinions are as far as the census goes. I kind of feel that it's an unconstitutional thing, especially most of the questions that are asked on it. I guess if they want to know how many people are in the country, that's one thing, although I still don't feel like I should have any obligation to answer their stupid questions and stuff, and I have every intention just to destroy the mailing and just not answer. So what are your guys' opinions on the 2020 census?
That sounds pretty accurate, what you just said.
I think I would like it if the fleas of 1,000 camels found the tents of the people who put out the census. And I applaud you for ignoring them, and I thank you for your service.
Yeah, that's essentially the way I would handle it. If a census taker came to my door, I would either not answer or I would say, no, you work for the government. Get the hell off my property.
Or you control them and do whatever you want with that paper.
Just waste as much of their time as possible.
Or you can go one step further and take the job. Because they're advertising for census takers. It's like $25 an hour plus mileage.
That would be fun. Just go over, go from door to door and say, "I'm from the government, you knee-biting jerk."
Except I would never want to work for the government my entire life.
Yeah.
The only way
I would want to work for the government is if I would have an opportunity for monkey wrenching.
Like the census job, you could certainly have the job for monkey wrenching there until they caught you. So basically, you'd be making whatever they pay you to be an activist.
And if you were going to work for the government, a census taker is probably the least screwed up way that you could work for the government. Because by then, people do volunteer you that information, and they probably do volunteer it to census takers because they work for the government and, quote, you can't lie to the government. But,
I mean, I'm not initiating force, so I guess it would be the best if I really had to work for the government. I'm not initiating any force, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the only real force there is the fact that you would effectively be paid via taxation.
Well, yeah. Also, there is the threat of a $100 fine if you don't take the census.
Is there?
Yeah, they threatened me with that in... I think it was 2000, the 2000 census. I was in Florida, and they sent me the long form of the census thing, and I had read the Constitution, and it said they could enumerate the people. So I took a big red magic marker, and instead of answering their 50 questions, I wrote a big 3 over the whole page, and I sent it back to them. And so then they sent this little Japanese woman to my door, cute as a button, and she started asking me questions, and as soon as I found out she was census, every question she asked me, I would say 3.
How do you know she was Japanese?
Well, actually, at the end of it, she was saying things like, "Well, you know, we won't use, we don't use this information for anything except to apportion representatives." And I said, "Really? Are you Japanese?" And she said, "Yeah."
Oh.
And I said, "Did you know that your people were thrown in internment camps during World War II, and that they were almost certain?" Located due to the census, and she got a little pale.
Did she know that?
Huh?
Did she appear to know that?
Well, she didn't appear to want to acknowledge that point at all. But then again, there it is.
Robert, thank you so much for the call. It's an interesting topic, all the more interesting because, I mean, you're right, Rich. It was the census that caused people in 1930s Germany to just put down that they were Jews because they thought nothing about it. And then, oh no, the Nazi government had all of this paperwork showing them exactly who the Jews were.
Yeah, I think there's a checkbox on tax returns now for cryptocurrency users.
There are.
So that might be part of that too. Who knows?
Yeah, and the census form has a place for people who are Hispanic and who are now, you know, essentially being rounded up and put into concentration camps, just like Japanese people were in the 40s.
Yeah, the king likes to know what all of his peasants are doing.
Mm.
And it's better, I think, for us to not let the king know what we're doing.
Amen.
I think that that they found the proper solution to kings and King James the First, but I can't say what they did to him on the radio.
I'm assuming they executed him?
Yes, it's said that his screams were heard all over London.
That's something for me to Google.
Yes.
Because now I'm curious.
Yes. I'm hoping I got the king right.
I'm sure it happened too, to at least one of them.
There's been a lot of kings throughout history, and I'm sure a lot of them were executed.
Yeah.
They may be ridden out of town on a rail. That actually happened, right?
Yeah. Well, this involves a red-hot poker.
Oh, it doesn't seem that was the case. Well, for some reason it brought up King Charles the First, not King James the First. It's a very weird... But King Charles was beheaded, so, I mean, he didn't... That seems to be what largely happened to kings throughout history, is that how they met their end?
And there's something to be said for that. I mean, the one advantage is of that kind of rule is it's unstable, in that all you have to do is kill one guy and everything changes.
Yeah. Well, that turned out not to be the case by the 19th century or the... Yeah, I think it was the 19th century, in the time of the French Revolution, it couldn't have been the 19th century, it would have been the 18th. As Thomas Paine pointed out, you know, it was not just the king anymore. That was just one tyranny, but now there were thousands of bureaucrats appointed by the king that also had to be taken out. It wasn't just that, you know, you had this one guy who was corrupt, you had thousands of people.
Yeah, although, if you whack the king and you prevent the installation of another one, the little guys have nobody to follow, so, you know. I mean, sooner or later, somebody will rise up and try to make themselves king, but...
It's the same thing we're going through now with these elections. You get rid of one guy, and you stick another one in, and then the next one comes up and says, hey, like me, we'll fix it, we'll get rid of this other guy, but the problem is the system.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is the system, I think, and it's also, I mean, I believe that the Democrats and Republicans, behind closed doors, cooperate very consciously, in order to keep a lock on both the voting public and on the voting, mechanism
and on the media.
Sure.
That's what it's all about, keeping their power.
All the power.
But this has been Free Talk Live. Again, you might want to consider checking out amp.freetalklive.com if you like the show, or just head on over there and check out the show archives going back more than 10 years. That's freetalklive.com and amp.freetalklive.com.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.